Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week, we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
Some Pharisees came. And they are going to test Jesus, so they asked him a question. Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? And Jesus answered them, well, what did Moses command you? And they said, well, Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of dismissal and to divorce her. But Jesus said to them, because of your hardness of heart, he wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. And for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. Then in the house, the disciples asked him again about this matter, and he said to them, whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her, and if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. And people were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant, and he said to them, let the little children come to me. Do not stop them. For it is such as these that the kingdom of God, to whom the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, in today's gospel, Jesus is on the move. He's come down from the Mount of the Transfiguration, and he's taking his disciples on a walk through Galilee to teach them privately about what lays ahead, that is, his coming death and resurrection. And in fact, this is the last time Jesus will travel with his disciples to Jerusalem. And he knows this, even if they don't yet understand. So Jesus wants to take this opportunity to teach them some important lessons. And before they've even made it all the way around that Sea of Galilee, who shows up? Oh, those Pharisees, they're there to put him to the test. Whoever you are, you have probably experienced what we'll call being broken at some point in your life, where everything seems messed up. It just hasn't gone well. And whoever you are, we can also say that Jesus wants to experience you being blessed, being whole, everything coming together and working well for you. But one of the things we have to deal with today is this idea, this issue of brokenness in our lives. And that's where the Pharisees fit in. They want to put Jesus to the test. And so they ask him this question, is it lawful to divorce? Right away, Jesus knows, hey, this is a trap. I know what they're up to. Their question assumes that divorce happens. But what they want to know is it ever justified? The Pharisees are trying to catch him saying something that they can use against him. But Jesus doesn't blink an eye. He addresses it head on. You already know what we'll call the lawful answer to the question, he says, but keep in mind that the law was given to Moses because you sometimes have hard hearts. God's intention is always that there is a oneness. Everything fits together in our life. And one of the ways God wants things to fit together since the beginning of creation is that he intends for a husband and a wife to live as one flesh. Jesus, though, reframes the question. Instead of talking about grounds for divorce, we ought to be thinking about grounds for marriage, how we can put it together. Marriage can be seen as a model for our relationship with God. Just as a married couple becomes one with each other, God wants to be one with us. We call that atonement. And so it's about as close as you'll ever get to experiencing a real relationship with God, having oneness in your life with him. So this teaching isn't really about divorce. It's about God's desire that there should be wholeness between him and us, between us and others, and particularly a spouse. So Jesus uses the Pharisees' test as an illustration about how sometimes we get things out of order. He's really talking about all relationships, but here today, he's dealing particularly with marriage. He expands on the differences between what God intends and what humans want to do by addressing the rights of women. Now, at that time, nobody talked about the rights of women when Jesus was around. When Jesus compares remarriage after divorce to committing adultery, we might say, man, that's a tough one, because we've all dealt with it one way or another in our own lives, or maybe in the lives of family members. My brother certainly divorced many years ago. And so what we're trying to do today, when we see Jesus, he compares remarriage after divorce to committing adultery, we might be struck by how tough that is. But the real shock is that it applies to both men and women. And that was a radical claim back at the time of Jesus, where wives were little more than the property of their husband. By Jewish law, there was no provision for a woman to divorce her husband. And by saying that if a woman divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery, Jesus is actually placing women on an even legal footing with men. Jesus reminds the Pharisees God's first intention for marriage is. He says, therefore, a man leaves his father and his mother and clings to his wife, and they become one flesh. And that means being one flesh means full equality and full commitment to each other. Sometimes divorce is simply necessary because, well, people don't get along. It can be impossible for two people to stay together without hurting each other. And we know that abusive relationships have no place in God's design. A marriage in which one partner exerts power over the other or abuses the other, well, that's not healthy, and that's not oneness. We call that brokenness. So Jesus is not urging anyone to remain in a relationship that threatens their health, their safety, their well-being. Sometimes we know a marriage will become irretrievably broken. And we know that God hopes for something different. God wants husbands and wives to be one together, to love each other. But we have been changed by this embrace. None of us can be the same again, having welcomed the other into ourselves. This transformation, this change of self, is exactly what Jesus did for us on the cross. He opened his arms. He welcomed us into his own perfection. As we accept that welcome and step into Christ's embrace, we are changed here. Jesus doesn't want to hold us against our will. Instead, he releases us back into the world so that, having received his blessing, we might now become a blessing to others. And that's what Jesus means when he says that we have to receive, or we should receive, the kingdom of God as a little child, like I was talking with the children this morning. Now, the word here could be a little ambiguous in the Greek original. What does it mean? It could mean that we receive the kingdom of God as if we are a child. And by that I mean trusting completely in God's grace, making ourselves as vulnerable as a child can be. That's how I sometimes think of it. But it also could mean receiving the kingdom as you would receive a child. And contrary to the ancient religious tradition that placed no value on children, Jesus receives children with an open arms. No matter which way you read it, trust and vulnerability form the foundation for receiving the kingdom of God, just as trust and vulnerability form the foundation for our marriages. We encounter the theme of children not as a topic of conversation in first century Palestine. Children weren't considered to be people yet, and they had absolutely no rights. Yet what does Jesus do? He takes the children into his arms, and he tells his disciples this: whoever welcomes a child like this in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me also welcomes the one who sent me. And he goes on to say that anyone who puts a stumbling block before that child would be better off thrown into the sea with a millstone tied about their neck. Notice how Jesus embraces the children here. Mark writes this. He says he took them up in his arms, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Do you see how this parallels the action we repeat each time, say, we receive Holy Communion? Jesus takes the bread and the cup and holds it as he gives thanks and blesses both the bread and the cup, giving them to his disciples. In the same way, Christ gives us, his children, to the world, and says, unless you receive the kingdom of God as a little child, you won't get there. So we have a great theme today, and it's a theme that is a challenge to us. It's a challenge to what God intends, where he shows us how he wants to welcome us, how he wants to be one with us through Jesus Christ. He challenges us to be open, to let that kingdom into our lives. So let God work in your life. Let God work in your married life. May you find wholeness together. Receive the kingdom of God as a child does, and with the same openness that a child has. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.